The Gemara in Daf Mevav Beis brings down a machlokes l'gabei a ger shemal v'lo tavel, or a guy that was mal v'lo tavel. What is his status? What is his din? Is he considered a good ger or not? So according to Blazer, mal v'lo tavel is a ger. According to Bishul, mal v'lo tavel is not a ger. Mila alone is not, does not make you a ger without tvila. You need mila and tvila. According to Blazer, mila alone would make you into a ger. Taisus over here is bothered with the kasha from the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Aleph. For the Gemara has a ribui. We learn out from a pasuk that a ger, a guy that was mal v'lo tavel, is aser to the carbon pesach. If he has mila alone and no tefillah, he can't eat from the carbon pesach. So Taisus asks, who is this Gemara going like? If it's going like Rabbi Elazar that mavlo tavel is a good ger, then he should be able to eat the carbon pesach. If he's going like Rabbi Shua, the mavlo tavel is not a good ger, he's a guy, then it's pasha, he can't eat the carbon pesach. He's a regular guy, you don't need a pasach for that. So Mimanavshach, it's not clear why do you need a pasach to be mamayit, a ger, a guy, shemavlo tavel from a carbon pesach. So the Rashba over there in Daf Ayin Aleph says a Paldika Teretz stands to this Kasha. The Rashba says like this. He says, I'm going like the Mandamer, like Bishua, the Mavel Otaval is not a ger. He's a guy. But still, there would be a half a minute that he could eat the Karban Pesach. Why is like the Rashba, the Shani Hacha, the Milas L'Shem Yadis, his Mila was done L'Shem Yadis, but Afu Bishua Nigma Gerusa, even though his Gerus is not finished, because he didn't have the tefillah, Mikomakam Kfar Hischel V'Nichnas Ktsas V'Das Yehudis, he already started and he began to enter the Das Yehudis, Sheinu Tzarech L'Tefillah, all he needs is tefillah, and therefore there would be a half minute that could be from the Karban Pesach. So the Rashi is saying, Davar Pella, he's saying that Enechinam, going like the Manabah, the Mal V'Lo Tavla is not a ger, but it doesn't mean he's nothing, it's not that he's not a ger at all, he's already began, he entered the Das Yehudis a little bit, he already started the process of Geris, he became like a shtickle, yet he's a partial Jew. He's missing the tefillah to make him into a full Jew, and therefore such a person, you'd have a havina that he could eat from a Karban Pesach, because he does have something but din of a yid. He's not fully a yid, but he already is a little bit of a yid. He's a shtuk, you know, he's yotzei mechlal goy a little bit, and therefore there'd be a havina that he could eat the Karban Pesach, kamash malon. So the Rashi was saying, a new gather, a new musig, that you could be a chatzi, you could be a mixas yid. You're not fully a yid. You're a mixas yid. You're already left being a guy a little bit, but you're not fully a yid. And the shah is, what's the beer in this? What does that mean? L'charitz and manavshach. Either you're a yid or a guy. How can you be somewhere in the middle? Now, we do find in the Radvaz, in the Chuvas Radvaz, Chelik Aleph, in Kuflam and Vav, he says a similar yasid. His lashon is that by Mavel Otavel, he says like this. He says, a Mavel Otavel, even though he's not a ger, mikamachim yatsim l'chal nachri, v'rak l'cha yisro loy ba. He's yatsim l'chal nachri. He's no longer a guy, but he's just not yet a yid. So it sounds like the Mila V'lo Tefillah makes him an ice guy. He's not a guy. But to become a Yid, you need Tefillah. So he's somewhere in the middle. He's in limbo. He's between being a guy and a Yid. He's no longer a guy. He's also not a Yid. And that's what happens by Mila V'lo Tefillah, similar to what Rashi was saying. But Avada Hadvarim Tzvichim Beer, it's Tzarech Yen Tuba. What does this mean? How could you be in the middle between a guy or a Yid? Either you're a guy or a Yid. But there's no middle ground. What is this middle ground between being a guy and a Yid that the Rashi and the Radvaz are referring to? So I thought that perhaps he could be mazbe this, both the Rashman and the Radvaz, alpi yagavalik aside from the Granat, from Naftali Trop, that he writes in his Chidushim and Aksubis and Dafidaf, in the Sig of Ger Katan, that he's mazbe like this. He said that there's really two different dinim in Klal Yisrael, two different inyanim in what it means to be a Yid. There's one thing called the Am Yisrael, the Umah Yisraelis, there's the nation of Klal Yisrael, which is a physical nation that we all are. And then there's something called Kedusha Yisrael. There's a certain Kedusha that we have besides for the Umma Yisraelis, besides for the Am Yisrael, we have a Kedusha which comes on top of that as well. And Mimela, Lefi that. And the Granat says you could have one without the other. You could enter Am Yisrael without having the Kedusha. And to be a full Yid, you need the Kedusha as well. So maybe you could say that that's the B.O.B. and the Rashba and the Radvaz. When a guy is mal v'lo tavel, he has mila without tvila, so the mila alone is able to be machnas him into the Umma Yisraelis, he becomes part of Am Yisrael, he's part of the nation of Klal Yisrael, he's nichnas into the Umma, into Klal Yisrael. But the Kedushas Yisrael, that he doesn't have yet. That Kedusha, which is the Hashlama being a Yid, doesn't happen until you have the tvila. So the mila makes you part of Am Yisrael, but to be niskadish of Kedushas Yisrael, to get that neshama of a Yid, and the full Kedusha, for that you need tvila as well. The Mela is like the Rashba, if you have Mila without Tefillah, there would be a Havamina that he would be Chavin Karban Pesach, because he's already part of Am Yisrael. Maybe for Karban Pesach, that's all you need, being part of Am Yisrael, maybe you don't need the Kedushas Yisrael. Kamashman, the note, you need the full Kedusha, and therefore he's Nismai from the Karban Pesach. And that's the what the Radvaz means as well. The Babel Otavel, he's Yatsa Michal Gai. When you're down on the Umma, which nation does it belong to? He's not, no longer part of the Umma of the Gaim, he's part of the Umma of the Yidden, but the Lichlal Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have the Kedushas Yisrael yet, that is still missing, because he didn't have the tefillah, and therefore he's somewhere in the middle, somewhere in between. And lefi this, you can be mazur a davar nifla pelik ha'maisa that happened in Yerushalayim in the 1800s. This is brought down in the Tshuvas Ben Yitzian in Seven Tzadi Aleph, pelik ha'maisa. So he brings down the maisa that the shayla was sent in by someone by the name of Rabbi Asher Lemel, who was dying in Yerushalayim. And there was a ger who came from Morocco to Yerushalayim, a person who wanted to be megayer. Some say that it's a printing mistake instead of Morocco, it's supposed to say America, whatever it was. This person, a guy, came to Yerushalayim, to the Bezdin Yerushalayim, to be megayer him. So he came to the Bezdin, and they were asking him to be megayer him, and they did the Mila. So they did the Mila, Mila happened, and they're about to do the Tvila. Problem was that after the Mila, he got a little sick, he got infected, and the doctors felt that he can't do the Tvila right away because it's going to be dangerous, as we see later on in the Gemara. He can't do the, it can be dangerous to do the Tvila if he's not yet healed from the Mila. So the problem was that the Mila was done, the Mashal, on Thursday, and they said he needs a couple of days till he can do the Tvila. They won't be able to do it till after Shabbos. So now there's a Shabbos in between. What is he supposed to do on Shabbos? Could he, is he supposed to keep Shabbos or not? No, if he's a guy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos because guy is Shabbos Chayim Misa. But if he's a Yid, he's mechuyev to keep Shabbos. So what should he do? So this Rabbi Asher Lemel, who was involved in the Geras over there, he paskened that he's mechuyev to be Michal Shabbos. He has to be Michal Shabbos because he's a guy. Ain't a Geras Shiyamu v'yidful. He has to be Michal Shabbos. And he the this Geras didn't want to do it. He forced him. He made him be Michal Shabbos in order not to be ever in the din of guy Shabbos Chayim Misa. This made a big rash in Yerushalayim. All the Gedali Yerushalayim are nechlik on him. And they felt that this is the wrong psak. Le Shamanu such a thing that after Mila we force it to be Michal Shabbos. They never heard of such a thing, and they weren't happy with what he his psak. Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav Yerushalayim, was out of town at that time. He was in Chutz Laaretz, he was not there. So there's a big tumult what to do. So the Shaila was sent to the Binyan Tzion, and the Binyan Tzion answered that this Rav Asher Lemel is not correct, and he should have kept Shabbos, even though he didn't have tefillah. But Vibal Tehan Mila should keep Shabbos, and he brought a raya. One of his rayas were from Klal Yisrael after we left Mitzrayim. When he came to Mara, we kept Shabbos in Mara, and at that point we had Mila in Mitzrayim, but we didn't yet have tefillah. Tefillah didn't happen until Matan Torah. So the whole of Klal Yisrael was sort of in this matzav of this ger. They were in between Mila and tefillah, and yet they were able to keep Shabbos. It was Akdav and Insin. You see from here that once you have Mila, that's enough to allow you to keep Shabbos. You're Yatsim Michal Akim Gabi that, even though you don't have tefillah, and you could keep Shabbos, you should keep Shabbos, and who had done this ger who had Mila without tefillah should be keeping Shabbos as well, and that's how the Ben Insin came out. But Maisa Shaila is, okay, he has a good right, but what's the pain in that? Why should he keep Shabbos if ain't a ger shayam of a yitful, if you're not a ger till you have Mila and tefillah, l'chay, you're a guy, go ish Shabbos chay misa, why is the Bashar Lemel not correct? So I was thinking that after the Hezra Kibir, I'll be this Rashba. This very Rashba that we said that ain't a ger shayam of a yitful, but Maisa, he is already nechnas l'das Yehudis, he's already part of Klal Yisrael, and like Ramazba, he's nichnas into the Umma Yisrael, he's part of Am Yisrael, he's just missing the Kedushas Yisrael. So perhaps the Havana is, and what the Ben Tzion is saying, that Legabi the din of Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa, that's not telling Kedushas Yisrael, but once you're nichnas into Klal Yisrael, once you're part of the Umma Yisrael, and you're out of the Ummas HaOilam, you're not part of the Ummas of the Akum, that's enough that now you're out of the din of Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa, you're in the din of Klal Yisrael, that you're mechuyev to be Shabbos, even though you don't have the Kedusha, you don't need Kedusha for that din, and that's why he would be mechuyev to keep Shabbos and not to be mechal Shabbos. That could be the Hezra and this Psak of the Ben Tzion, and why all the Gedali Yerushalayim felt that he should keep Shabbos, not like Rav Asher Lemel. And afterwards I saw that it's brought down to Shmuel Salant, when he came back, he was told about the Shaila, and he also felt that he should keep Shabbos, and he actually brought a raya from this very Rashba on Daf Ayin Aleph, that you see from the Rashba that he has a Shtikl Din Yid already after the Mila, and therefore it would make sense that he should keep Shabbos, like we're saying based upon this Rashba. So I'll call upon him. This is the Gbal Yisayt over here from the Rashba, the Radvaz, Al Peter Granat, that there's a Musik of even though Eno Ger, Shiyam of a Yitful, you need Mila and Tefillah to become a Ger, but Mila alone gives you a Mixas Siyadis, a Mixas Geris, you're already fully Bechlal Klal Yisrael, you're fully part of Klal Yisrael, it's just the Kedushas Yisrael, which is missing, that only happens once you have the Tefillah.